Hi, Bible Clubbers. How are you today? As Dr. Hobbs used to say, I hope you're feeling fat and frisky. And I hope you do feel well today. But some days we don't feel so well, do we? Sometimes we may have a little cold or tummy ache, or something troublesome happens that makes us sad or upset. That surely is no fun. But even in difficulties, maybe especially in difficulties, we can trust in the Lord and He will lift us up. As one of our choir songs says, I can trust Him in the shadows, I can trust Him in the light, I can cast on Him my burden, walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus wants us to trust Him in every circumstance. And remember, Jesus never fails. But speaking of songs, let's hear the choir sing right now. Thank you, choir, for your joyful singing. Last week, you know, I told you Bible Clubbers about the little bluebirds outside my window. And they are lovely little things and so much fun to watch. You know, there are many birds mentioned in the Bible. A raven and a dove helped Noah after the flood so he'd know when the flood water was down and it was safe to come out of the ark. The big black ravens fed Elijah at the brook Cherith and kept him alive through the awful famine. And beautiful soaring eagles are mentioned many times. Some birds carry seeds into the air and drop them to the ground so that trees and plants can grow in new places. Some birds are God's garbage and waste disposal managers that clean up the earth. Some birds are God's pesky bug exterminators who eat harmful insects from our gardens or mosquitoes out of the air so they won't bite us. God has a purpose for every creature He's made, and He has a purpose and will for your life, too. It's your job to trust Him as your only Savior, and then seek out what He wants you to do every day through studying His Word and seeking Him in prayer. The psalmist David said, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Oh, there's nothing better in all the world than serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, let's praise Him in our choir's next song.
Thank you.
With God's call in his ears and God's assurance in his heart, Gideon encouraged his troops and called them together to plan their attack. No military strategy made sense when he had to throw his little handful of men against the great Midianite army. But God laid the battle plan for Gideon. It did sound strange, but who are we to argue when God gives the orders? Gideon divided his 300 gallant soldiers into three companies, 100 men in each company, with orders to steal under the cover of darkness to the ridge around the enemy's camp, and then spread out in a circle, completely surrounding the enemy. Then he checked out their weapons. He gave each man a trumpet, an empty clay pitcher, and a lamp in each pitcher. What? A trumpet, a pitcher, and a lamp? You must be kidding. What kind of stuff is that to fight with? No guns, no artilleries, no grenades, no ammunition? That's right. Only pitchers and trumpets and lamps. Plus, each man had his own sword girded to his thigh. At Gideon's signal, they were to crash their pitchers on the ground, blow a loud blast on their trumpets, and shout their war cry through the night. Gideon's orders were, "Look on me, do as I do." What a valiant leader. No wonder the angel of the Lord called him a mighty man of valor. He didn't expect his men to do anything or take any risks that he wasn't willing to take himself. Oh, to be such a soldier for Jesus Christ, dauntless in the face of ridicule, opposition, or danger for the Lord's sake. Silently, like death stalking its prey, those especially chosen men crept through the darkness and inched into place around the huge Midianite encampment. Before them lay thousands of tents stretched across the valley as far as eye could see. And in the center stood the king's royal tent, with its colorful flags rising high above the others. There lay thousands of Midianite soldiers, peacefully sleeping under the starry sky. Ah, no ill could befall such a mighty host as theirs. Suddenly, the silence was broken by Gideon's chilling war cry. His shout burst like a thunderclap through the night. Suddenly, 300 pitchers crashed, 300 huge torches flared up into the darkness, 300 shrill trumpet blasts shattered the air, and 300 bold voices shouted out their awful war cry, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon!" The clatter of the pitchers crashing, the glare of the sudden light on every side, the blast of trumpets and the fierce battle shout struck terror into the Midianite camp. Chaos and frenzy broke out, making the Midianites run in every direction. They began colliding with each other in the darkness, fighting and trampling each other, yelling, shouting, and cursing, trying to save their own necks and flee from the continuous, terrifying shout, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon!" The Midianites were a frenzied mass, frantically trying to get away, killing their own men in the chaos, running with breakneck speed toward the Jordan River, their only hope of escape. And behind the fleeing mob pressed Gideon's heroic 300, charging like a mad bull, relentless in their attack. By morning light, the plain was strewn for miles with writhing Midianites, struggling for one last dying breath, as Gideon's faithful few advanced over the countless gory Midianite bodies left in the wake of the battle. When the news of the war and victory began to spread, those 22,000 men who had been fearful and returned home earlier, they rose to the crisis. They came pouring out of the mountains and joined the chase. With the chosen 300 nearly exhausted from the battle and slaughter of the night, those 22,000 were a welcome reserve force. Even the haughty Ephraimites came to the rescue and protected the river crossing. Two Midianite princes got through, and Gideon had to chase them down. But the Ephraimites captured two enemy kings, Oreb and Zeeb, and beheaded them. Oh, with great pride they strutted to Gideon and presented him with their gory trophies. Instead of being thankful for the victory God had given, they only wanted to accuse Gideon of not giving them attention and a personal invitation to join the battle. As tired and exhausted as he was, Gideon spoke humbly to the Ephraimites, making them feel that what he had done was nothing compared to their feats. How modestly he spoke of his own deeds, while exalting and praising theirs. And soon their anger and jealousy subsided. What an humble man Gideon was. But then, a truly great person never brags on himself. He only wants God to receive praise. Others are like the 22,000 weak and fearful. They put their own comfort and security first. They won't stand with Christ if it means risking their popularity or friendships. They stand true only if it's popular and the majority of others are doing it. They don't come forward and stand with God until after they see that the victory is won, after someone else is willing to lead and do right. Say, God wants young people who'll step out of the ranks of the crowd and be counted alone if need be for God. Those who will use their trumpet, their voice, to speak for the Lord with clear-cut witness, and those who will use their pitcher, their life, as a vessel to do His will. The lights could not be seen until the pitchers were broken. Jesus Christ, our light, can't be seen in your life until your will is broken and yielded to Him. Then you can stand unashamed. You may not seem big or mighty, but if you stand faithful for God, He will give victory. Remember, victory comes not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And now, God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.